What's up, my people? Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. I often say it is not just information, it is transformation. But transformation can only come through application. And then you will have manifestation. All right. So I hope that you guys are applying these different nuggets that I'm sharing to your lives and that you are seeing transformation taking place in your life. I am excited to do life with you. And I just believe that God is going to touch you in many different ways. He is eliminating fear out of your heart, and he is taking you into a brand new level of your life. So get ready, because God wants to deliver you from fear. The book of 1 John chapter 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment." Truly, 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 fear causes you to imagine the worst things that could happen. If you're just starting to listen to this series, you want to go back and listen to the first two episodes that I did, because that's going to give you perspective on what we're talking about today. But fear truly wants you to imagine the worst that could happen. And in one of the episodes I did, I talked about how, as an example, you are parked at the stoplight and somebody blows their horn, and you start to think, oh, this is a murderer, a killer. He's going to run into the back of my vehicle, or she's going to come out and start shouting at me, and I'm going to, you know, just hit her in the face, and we both are going to go to prison. All kinds of crazy ideas start to flood your mind. But there is no fear in love. And I want to talk about relationships, love in relationships. Y'all know I'm married to one of the hottest guys in town. Yes, I said it. But we had some episodes in our marriage that really was attributed to fear of, you know, breaking up, fear of being abandoned, fear of all kinds of different things. And those manifestations that happened in our marriage was enough to break us. But by God's grace, we are still together. So I want to talk about the negative effects of fear as it relates to your relationship. I want to talk about four of them today. Now, Job chapter 1, verse 5. And all of this is Bible-based. All of this is Bible-based. So Job, in Job chapter 1, verse 5, it talks about, and I'm paraphrasing here, how Job would make arrangements to go and make sacrifices unto God in the event that his sons would sin against God and they are all cursed. So out of fear of him not losing his family, he would sacrifice to God, not out of the fact that he is to observe God and to worship God, but just out of the fear of losing his sons. So he didn't have faith. He was doing it in fear. And so we see in Job chapter 3, verse 25, where the thing Job feared overtook him. He lost his family. He lost his sons. And remember how his wife was encouraging him to curse God and die. He also lost his first wife. And so one of the negative effects of fear is that what you fear will happen to you. As it relates to relationships, if you fear breaking up, if you fear, you know, just having arguments and fighting and not having a good life, if that's your fear, it's a possibility that it's going to happen to you. Why? Because you are living out of the realm of thought. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you are thinking about it, you are actually reacting out of that thought process. So your perspective on any and everything that your spouse may or may not do will be perceived in that he wants to leave you or she wants to leave you, when in reality that may not be true. So we have to be very careful to, as 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5 says, casting down every imagination. If you are thinking about your spouse leaving you, cheating on you, you know, abusing you, you have the potential to perceive everything that that spouse does as either abuse, him wanting to leave you or she wanting to leave you, infidelity or whatever. He or she could just be talking to a friend. And because you fear your spouse cheating, you start get offended of them talking to another person of the opposite sex. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be concerned. What I am saying is that if you start to deeply fear this happening in your life, you can, by virtue of that fear, actually begin to experience it because of the fear that is in your heart. Now, how do you overcome this? Put your relationship in God's hands. Pray for your spouse and understand that your spouse is a soul who is in need of a savior and that no one is perfect. And so even though we expect perfection from our spouses, it is highly unlikely that we are going to get that. So what you want to do is put your relationship in the hands of a perfect God. And how do you do that? By reading his word enough so that you have the right reaction when things begin to happen. You read and download images in your mind of what God's purpose and plan is for your life, so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, which is the Word of God, will lift up a standard against him, and you will be able to override every thought process of the enemy. I want you to start by beginning to shift the realm of your thoughts and beginning to think on whatever things are lovely, Philippians says. Whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, then think on these things. This is what you want to do, is to think on these things. Now, it's not easy to change your realm of thought. It's not easy to move from one place in your mind to another, but it is possible. It is not easy, but it is possible. Number two, fear causes us to lie. Fear causes us to lie. When we feel like we are under pressure, criticized, misunderstood, or rejected, you can be forced to lie. There are people in relationships who lie to their partner on a daily basis because they fear exposure. They fear being exposed at a level that they are not comfortable with. One of the things that you must practice in your relationship is nakedness. Being open, humble, and honest. Very important. Because if you do not allow your spouse into the deep places of you that make you sometimes even feel uncomfortable, when your spouse begin to dig deeper into you and they start to knock on that place that you are not comfortable opening up, you can feel forced to lie. First of all, you have to start by trusting your partner enough. If you feel like the information you're going to share with your partner is going to be used against you by your partner, you are more than likely not going to want to share that information with your partner. Now, your partner must be trustworthy enough to know that what it is that you're sharing, unless you are comfortable with sharing it with others or you are at that place where you are delivered enough to be able to share it with others, then your partner should really, really watch what they say, hint at, or, you know, share with other people. Because if they break trust in that way, because a lot of us are at the place where we are dealing with some stuff that we were not delivered from, we were not set free from, and we still struggle. And even to share it with our partners, it's still an issue. But you, as the partner who is hearing it, must be trustworthy enough to keep what it is that you are hearing, because you want to also protect your partner and work with them to help them to break free. But the partner who is sharing must develop trust in their partner to share with them. Why would you get married to someone that you don't trust to share your weakest parts with, or the things you struggle with? A lot of the times we want to appear perfect for our partners, so we hide from them what it is that we struggle with. And then when they start to dig and to go deeper in us, they begin to find different things in us that would be there for a very long time. And we are now struggling with this thing because they are digging, coming close to our weakness, coming close to our struggle, and we begin to react in a certain way that they probably have never seen. And that level of insecurity due to fear causes so much rift in the marriage. Now, these are things that have the propensity to destroy your relationship, and you have to get rid of them. You have to get rid of them. Fear causes you to see wrongly. Fear causes you to see wrongly. You may be looking at your partner doing something, and say, for example, your partner is saving up some money, and they are saving this money to do something, and they begin to, they weren't straight up with you. Say they were saving it to surprise you, and they weren't straight up with you, and you find this money, the fear in your heart may not want you to think that your partner is doing something good. Fear of rejection, or him or her cheating on you, may start to cause you to see your partner in a certain way, as if they are preparing to leave you, or they are doing something with another person, or just all kinds of negativity that begins to flood your mind. And if you are not careful, you begin to see your spouse in a different way. Someone you can't trust, someone who is sneaking, when the reality is it is not always true. No, I'm not speaking for people who are out there doing foolishness. I'm talking for people who are genuinely, honestly doing the right thing, but their partner fears them walking away or doing something that can possibly cause harm to the relationship. Here's my final point. Fear causes you to anticipate harm, whether emotionally, physically, or even spiritually. Fear causes you to anticipate harm. So here you are anticipating, waiting, expecting something to happen in your life. Something, you know, your spouse doing something that will cause you some type of harm, or cause your relationship to be broken, cause you to be broken, break up your family. All kinds of negative thoughts are flooding your mind, and you are just waiting. So now everything that your spouse does, you're just there looking, waiting. You're just waiting for it to happen. And if you keep expecting this to happen, my friend, that's what's going to happen. Because not only are you going to sit there and wait, you're going to make it happen with your actions. Because if your spouse does something, and because of your anticipation, you're going to just start saying, I knew I saw this coming, when in reality, it is not even so. But your perspective won't allow you to see the truth. Not everybody is bad. Not every man, especially, is an abuser or a user. Not every man is the same way. It doesn't matter what you have experienced in your life. Not every man is the same way. And you have got to kill that thought. And even if the spouse you are with, you were healed from brokenness in your marriage because of a mistake or something, then I want to say to you that that spouse is not the same. They have changed. People can change. Not every woman is bitter. Not every woman is broken. And even if they were broken before, healing is possible. And if you don't believe or operate in this, you probably are saying that God is truly not able to do what he says he can do. Let's think on these things. There is no fear in love. For perfect love cast out fear. And I'll tell you, like I told someone recently, even if your spouse decides to leave for whatever reason, you would love them so much that whatever they are doing, it will hurt, but not to the point where you cannot recover. Not to the point that you are bitter for the rest of your life. You love them enough to understand, number one, that they are human, they make mistakes, and that they are not the end of your story. So you love them, but you let them go. But here's another big thing. You love yourself. So that's where it starts. Loving yourself. And when you perfectly love yourself, the things that happen in your life, they may get you down, but they can't take you out. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject.